Okay, so we are on page 386, still in the supernormal powers, and we're on number 80. And Aurora, can you start us off?
Yes. Furthermore, in Tabapani Island, Sri Lanka, while the elder Dhammadina resident of Talangara was sitting on the shrine terrace in the great monastery of Tissa expounding the Apanyaka Sutta, when a bhikkhu possesses three things, he enters upon the untarnished way. He turns his fan face downwards, and an opening right down to Avicii appeared. Then he turned it face upwards, and an opening right up to the Brahma world appeared. Having thus aroused fear of hell and longing for the bliss of heaven, the elder taught the Dhamma. Some became stream enterers, some once returners, some non-returners, some arhants.
Hi, Des. Are you able to read 81? I'm not hearing you. I'm not sure if your mic is hooked up. If not, you might have to go into the configure and do the audio wizard. But for now, we'll skip ahead to Fernando. And if you have it all set for next time, just jump right in next time around.
But one who wants to cause a vanishing makes light into darkness. Or he hides what is unbidden, or he makes what has to come into the visual field come no more into the visual field. How? If he wants to make himself or another invisible, even through unconcealed or nearby, he emerges from the basic jhana and averts thus. Let this light become darkness. Or let this that is unhidden be hidden. Or let this that has come into the visual field not come into the visual field. Then he does the preliminary work and resolves in the way already described. It becomes as he has resolved simultaneously with the resolution. Others do not see even when they are nearby. He too does not see if he does not want to see.
But by whom was this miracle formally performed? By the Blessed One. For the Blessed One so acted that when the classman Yasa was sitting beside him, his father did not see him. Likewise, after traveling 2,000 leagues to meet Mahakapina and establishing him in the fusion of non-return and his 1,000 ministers in the fusion of stream entry, he so acted that Queen Anoya, who had followed the king with 1,000 women attendants and was sitting nearby, did not see the king and his retinue. And when he was asked, "Have you seen the king, Venerable Sir?" he asked, "But which is better for you, to seek the king or to seek yourself?" She replied, "Myself, Venerable Sir." Then he likewise taught her the Dhamma as she sat there, so that together with the 1,000 women attendants, she became established in the fusion of stream entry. While the ministers reached the fusion of non-return and the king that of Aranship.
83. Furthermore, this was performed by the elder Mahinda, who so acted on the day of his arrival in Tabapani Island that the king did not see the others who had come with him.
Tabapani is Sri Lanka, I believe.
Bhante, it's still a little hard to hear you. You're very quiet.
Better now?
That's still really quiet compared to us.
How about now?
That's better. Thank you. Can you repeat what you said?
Dhammapani, I think, refers to Sri Lanka.
Furthermore, all miracles of making evident are called an appearance, and all miracles of making unevident are called a vanishing. Herein, in the miracle of making evident, both the supernormal power and the possessor of the supernormal power are displayed. That can be illustrated with the twin miracle, for in that both are displayed thus. Here the perfect one performs the twin miracle, which is not shared by disciples. He produces a mass of fire from the upper part of his body, and a shower of water from the lower part of his body. In the case of the miracle of making unevident, only the supernormal power is displayed, not the possessor of the supernormal power. That can be illustrated by means of the Mahaka Sutta and the Brahman Iman Tanika Sutta. For there it was only the supernormal power of the Venerable Mahaka and of the Blessed One respectively that was displayed, not the possessors of the supernormal power, according as it is said.
When he had sat down at one side, the householder sitter said to the Venerable Mahaka, "Venerable sir, it would be good if the Lord would show me a miracle of supernormal power belonging to the higher than human state." "Then, householder, spread your upper robe out on the terrace and scatter a bundle of hay on it." "Yes, Venerable sir," the householder replied to the Venerable Mahaka, and he spread out his upper robe on the terrace and scattered a bundle of hay on it. Then the Venerable Mahaka went into his dwelling and fastened the latch, after which he performed a feat of supernormal power, such that flames came out from the keyhole and from the gaps in the fastenings and burned the hay without burning the upper robe.
"Also, according as it is said, then, because I performed a feat of supernormal power such that Brahma and Brahma's retinue and those attached to Brahma's retinue might hear my voice and yet not see me. And having vanished in this way, I spoke this stanza. I saw the fear in all kinds of becoming, including becoming that seeks non-becoming. And no becoming do I recommend. I cling to no delight therein at all."
He goes unhindered through walls, through enclosures, through mountains, as though in open space. Here, through walls is beyond walls. The yonder side of a wall is what is meant. So with the rest. And wall is a term for the wall of a house. Enclosure is a wall surrounding a house, monastery, village, etc. Mountain is a mountain of soil or a mountain of stone. Unhindered means not sticking. As though in open space means just as if he were in open space.
"88. Wants to go in this way should attain the space casino and emerge, and then do the preliminary work by adverting to the wall or the enclosure or of some such mountain as Sineru or the World Sphere Mountains, and he should resolve, let there be space. It becomes space only. It becomes hollow for him if he wants to go down or up. It becomes cleft for him if he wants to penetrate it. He goes through it unhindered."
But there the elder Tipitaka Kula Abaya said, "Friends, what is the use of attaining the space casino jhana? Does one who wants to create elephants, horses, etc., attain elephant casino jhana or horse casino jhana, and so on? Surely the only standard is a mastery in the eight attainments, and after the preliminary work has been done, on any casino, it then becomes whatever he wishes. The bhikkhu said, Venerable Sir, only the space casino has been given in the text, so it should certainly be mentioned.
Here is the text. He is normally an obtainer of the space casino attainment. He adverts through the wall, through the enclosure, through the mountain. Having adverted, he resolves with knowledge. Let there be space. There is a space. He goes unhindered through the wall, through the enclosure, through the mountain. Just as men normally not possessed of supernormal power go unhindered where there is no obstruction or enclosure. So too, this possessor of supernormal power, by his attaining mental mastery, goes unhindered through the wall, through the enclosure, through the mountain, as though in open space.
What if a mountain or a tree is raised in these bhikkhus? While he is no harm in that. For attaining and resolving again is like taking the dependence in the preceptor's presence. And because this bhikkhu has resolved, let there be space. There will be only space there. And because of the power of his fierce resolve, it is impossible that another mountain or tree can have sprung up, meanwhile made by temperature. However, if it has been created by another professor of supernormal power and created fierce, it prevails, the former must go above or below it.
92. He dives in and out of the ground. Here it is rising up that is called diving out, and it is sinking down that is called diving in. Mujam is I'm sorry. Mujan kanim mujan ka, or resolution of compound. One who wants to do this should attain the water casino, jhana, and emerge. Then he should do the preliminary work, determining thus: let the earth in such an area be water, and he should resolve in the way already described. Simultaneously with the resolve, that much extent of earth, according as determined, becomes water only. It is there he does the diving in and out.
You're doing great, Kathy. We used to have a Pali class after Visuddhimagga class, and one of the things we learned in it was the C sound is always a cha, so CA would be cha.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Here is the text. He is normally an obtainer of the water casino attainment. He adverts to earth. Having adverted, he resolves with knowledge. Let there be water. There is water. He does the diving in and out of the earth. Just as men not possessed of supernormal power do diving in and out of water, so this possessor of supernormal power, by his attaining mental mastery, does the diving in and out of the earth as though in water.
And he does not only dive in and out, but whatever else he wants, such as bathing, drinking, mouth washing, washing of chattels, and so on. And not only water, but there is whatever else he wants, such as ghee, oil, honey, molasses, and so on. When he does this preliminary work after advertising, thus, let there be so much of this and this, and resolves, it becomes as he resolved. If he takes them and fills dishes with them, the ghee is only ghee, the oil, etc., only oil, the water, only water. If he wants to be wetted by it, he is wetted. If he does not want to be wetted by it, he is not wetted. And it is only for him that the earth becomes water, not for anyone else. People go on it on foot and in vehicles, etc., and they do their ploughing, etc., there. But if he wishes, Let it be water for them too. It becomes water for them too. When the time determined has elapsed, or the extent determined, except for water originally present in the water pots, ponds, etc., become earth again.
On unbroken water, here water that one sinks into when trodden on is called broken. The opposite is called unbroken. But one who wants to go in this way should attain the earth kasina jhana and emerge. Then he should do the preliminary work determining thus. Let the water in such an area become earth, and he should resolve in the way already described. Simultaneously with the resolve, the water in that place becomes earth. He goes on that.
Here is the text. He is normally an obtainer of the earth kasina attainment. He advert to water. Having adverted, he resolves with knowledge that there be earth. There is earth. He goes on unbroken water, just as men normally not possessed with supernormal power, go on unbroken earth. So this possessor of supernormal power, by his attaining of mental mastery, goes on unbroken water as if on earth.
And he not only goes, but he adopts whatever posture he wishes, and not only earth, but whatever else solid that he wants, such as gems, gold, rocks, trees, etc. He adverts to that and resolves, and it becomes as he resolves. And that water becomes earth only for him. It is water for anyone else. And fishes and turtles and water birds go about there as they like. But if he wishes to make it earth for other people, he does so too. When the time determined has elapsed, it becomes water again.
Page 390, 98. Seated cross-legged, he travels. He goes seated cross-legged, like a winged bird, like a bird furnished with wings. One who wants to do this should attain the earth kasina and emerge. Then if he wants to go cross-legged, he should do the preliminary work and determine an area the size of a seat for sitting cross-legged on, and he should resolve in the way already described. If he wants to go laying down, he determines an area the size of a bed. If he wants to go on foot, he determines a suitable area the size of a path, and he resolves in the way already described, let it be earth. Simultaneously with the resolve, it becomes earth.
99. Here is the text. Seated cross-legged, he travels in space like a winged bird. He is normally an obtainer of the earth kasina attainment. He adverts to space. Having averted, he resolves with knowledge. Let there be earth. There is earth. He travels, stands, sits, lies down in space in the sky, just as men normally, not possessed of supernormal power, travel, walk, stand, sit, and lie down on earth. So this possessor of supernormal power, by his attaining of mental mastery, travels, stands, sits, and lies down in space in the sky.
A Nabiku who wants to travel in space should be an obtainer of the divine eye. Why? On the way there may be mountains, trees, etc. that are temperature originated, or jealous nagas, supanyas, etc. may create them. He will need to be able to see this. But what should be done on seeing them? He should attain the basic jhana and emerge. And then he should do the preliminary work thus. Let there be space and resolve.
But the elder Tapika Chula Abhaya said, Friends, what is the use of attaining the attainment? It is not his mind concentrated. Hence, any area that has resolved thus, let it be space, is space. So he spoke thus. Nevertheless, the matter should be treated as described under the miracle of going unhindered through walls. Moreover, he should be an obtainer of a divine eye for the purpose of descending in a secluded place. For if he descends in a public place, in a bathing place, or at a village gate, he is exposed to the multitude. So, seeing with the divine eye, he should avoid a place where there is no open space and descend in an open space.
With his hand, he touches and strokes the moon and sun, so mighty and powerful. Here, the might of the moon and sun should be understood to consist in the fact that they travel at an altitude of 42,000 leagues, and their power to consist in their simultaneous illuminating of 3 or 4 continents. Or they are mighty because they travel overhead and give light as they do, and they are powerful because of that same might. He touches, he seizes, or he touches in one place. Strokes, he strokes all over, as if it were the surface of a looking glass.
This supernormal power is successful simply through the jhana that is made the basis for direct knowledge. There is no special kasina attainment here, for this is said in the Paticchasamvida. With his hand so mighty and powerful, here this possessor of supernormal power who has attained mind mastery averts to the moon and sun. Having averted, he resolves with knowledge. Let it be within hand's reach. It is within hand's reach. Sitting or lying down, with his hand he touches, makes contact with, strokes the moon and sun. Just as men normally not possessed of supernormal power touch, make contact with, stroke some material object within hand's reach, so this possessor of supernormal power, by his attaining of mental mastery, sitting or lying down, with his hands touches, make contacts with, strokes the moon and sun.
If he wants to go and touch them, he goes and touches them. But if he wants to touch them, he is sitting or lying down, he resolves, let them be within hand's reach. Then he either touches them as they stand within hand's reach, when they have come by the power of the resolve, like the palm mirror fruits loosened from their stalk, or he does so by enlarging his hand. But when he enlarges his hand, does he enlarge what is clung to or what is not clung to? He enlarges what is not clung to, supported by what is clung to.
Here the elder Tipitaka Chulanaga said, but friends, why does what is clung to not become small and big too? When a bhikkhu comes out through a keyhole, does not what is clung to become small? And when he makes his body big, does it not then become big, as in the case of Elder Mahamoggallana?
At one time, it seems, when the householder Anattabindika had heard the Blessed One preaching the Dharma, he invited him thus, Venerable Sir, take arms at our house together with 500 bhikkhus. And then he departed. The Blessed One consented. When the rest of that day and part of the night had passed, he surveyed the 10,000-fold world element in the early morning. Then the royal Naga serpent called Nandopananda came within the range of his knowledge.
The Blessed One considered him thus. This royal Naga has come into the range of my knowledge. Has he the potentiality for development? Then he saw that he had wrong view and no confidence in the three jewels. He considered thus. Who is there that can cure him of this wrong view? He saw that the elder Mahamoggallana could. Then when the night had turned to dawn, after he had seen to the needs of the body, he addressed the venerable An.